Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, major tornado outbreak with long trailing tornadoes through Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And now new watches are up for Georgia with severe weather expected overnight in Atlanta, reaching the Georgia coast by midday tomorrow. Horrible damage already for a locked up world. Recovery will be difficult. So what's your weather for tomorrow? Hopefully much better. Not along the East Coast, though. Our Dixie storm engages new sources of Atlantic moisture, mainly east of I-95, with more severe thunderstorms and some tornadoes up the eastern seaboard all the way inland. And it's not very pleasant in New England either, with cold, windy weather and moderate rains back west to the Great Lakes. Around the core of this major spring storm that dumps snow across the upper Midwest and western lakes. Clean up on aisle 5, please. And a new system pushing across New Mexico and Colorado tomorrow. Higher elevation snow and valley rains. Let's make it a better day tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, now here's shocking news. Burning Man Festival canceled for the first time ever amid coronavirus pandemic. The Burning Man Festival has been canceled for the first time due to the coronavirus. Organizers announced, now here comes the shocking part. Organizers announced Friday that the Arts Festival will not take place in 2020. They called it an Arts Festival. Oh my gosh. It's a gazillion people stoned out of their minds, and then at some random point at night, they light up a giant bonfire in the shape of a man, and they call this an arts festival. The Nevada event usually pulls 80,000 people from across the world. 80,000 insane people. Cancellation of the August festival suggests some fear. The pandemic and the lockdown could continue far longer than officials have said. The U.S. recorded its deadliest day as it becomes the first country to top more than 2,000 deaths in 24 hours, and infections topped 500,000 people. Burning Man Festival has been canceled for the first time ever. They call it an arts festival. That's the shocking news. They call it an arts festival. I haven't heard any talk by the big deals about what's going to happen when the economy is opened up again. And what does that mean? It means when every store, every business, every shop, all the commuter lines, all the airlines, all the hotels are opened up again. I haven't heard anybody talk about this. I've heard, well, you know, we have to do it in phases. We have to do it all at once. Our president's right. Our president's an idiot. I haven't heard the real issue. And I want to know how you feel about this. How do you feel about this? I don't think it's going to be all that easy. I don't think it's going to be all that easy to get a percentage of us to go back to work. Because what we have discovered is that we don't need to go to work to do the work. Why should I get in the car and commute 2 hours each way to go to work for work that I can do by rolling out of bed into the next room, pet the cat, pat the kid, and do my work? A couple of problems are solved. The biggest problem that's solved by not going to work is I don't have to worry about the vending machine. The vending machine is not a source of pain and suffering if I don't have to go to work. Because as you know, if you work the late shift like me, if you're on the third shift like me, the biggest problem is the vending machine. It's never refilled for the second and third shift. It's never refilled for the late shift. And there's never any change.
Hey, do you have any change for the vending machine?
No, I don't. Bring your own. That problem is gone. Problem number two, air pollution will be cut dramatically. for those of you who whine endlessly about air pollution, you want to cut it out, you just stop driving to work. There will be no more air pollution. Because, you know, the coal factories, the sinful coal factories in Cleveland, those were shut down in 1962. Youngstown, 50,000 people were fired in 1962, shut down the problem. But the driving problem didn't get shut down until we got the gift, ladies and gentlemen, of catalytic converters. And you know what a big gift it is if you've ever had to replace one. Have you ever had to replace a catalytic converter? Oh, my God. You look up the price of your catalytic converter, and it says $400 to $2,000. What do you mean $400 to $2,000? There's a wide range. There's no hard price on a catalytic converter. Okay, but that problem's solved because you're not going to drive as much. In fact, if you don't have to commute to work, you either won't need a car or you won't need two cars. Wowee. Oh, my gosh. But it gets better. For the past 2 weeks, I have slept incredibly well. I'm like, why am I sleeping so well? It's because science shows that the world is quieter. Ever since most people haven't been going to work, the world has been quieter. Now, just think about that phenomena. That we're at a moment in time with all the whining about pollution. Nobody was whining about noise pollution. Yet, in fact, every week that more people went to work, noise pollution increased a little, a little, a little. Can you imagine the difference in the noise pollution in America today? You know, I mean, last month versus 20 years ago last month? Entirely different world. And the vibrations, the seismic vibrations to the earth significantly increased over those 25 years, over those 40 years, over those 30 years. The number of things that are better because you and I don't have to go to work are astonishing. And I will share more of those with you coming up in just seconds. Plus tonight we have the usual edition, Visits the Drive-Through Brew. The greatest gift to our economy at this time is the Drive-Through Brew. Plus I have John Weatherby, Weather for You, and Velo Hool files his report on the curse of Oak Island. There's nothing else like it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my gosh. Live on a Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday. Hashtag CBD movement. The CBD movement is about products that take away pain. Legally, no prescription, no doctor. They just work. I get my CBD products from CBDistillery.com. 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 You put in the promo code Walter, and you get a significant discount. Find out how much by putting in the promo code Walter. You may not know what CBD products are, and that's okay. They're relatively new products. They are medicinals extracted from the hemp plant. They're extracted in the form of oils, creams, salves, even a stick form. You put it on your body, or you take the medicine, and the pain goes away. I put the CBD products on my achy thumbs. The joints in my thumbs hurt because I use them the wrong way on the laptop. But because I'm stubborn, I'm going to keep using them the wrong way. I use them on the laptop, and the result is my thumbs hurt. I put the CBD oil from CB Distillery on my thumbs and the pain goes away. When? Tomorrow? No. Later today? No. In an hour? No. It goes away instantly. That's my experience. I'll sign an affidavit. You want to try it. You may go, how do I know if it's going to work for me? You don't. Try it. Find out. CBDistillery.com. Find out about it. Look at this amazing website. Learn about this company. I love this company. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. I love forhims.com/Walter because it solves the biggest problem the biggest problem guys have, which is we want to get an erection on demand, and we can, thanks to the little blue pill. It's now a generic medicine. I said medicine because this is a medical problem solved with the little blue pill. Go to forhims.com/Walter. They will put you in touch with a real doctor who will determine if the little blue pill is right for you. Then they will send it to you, if it is, in an elegant, beautiful package. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation, which they will arrange for you with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What do you think's going to happen when this is over? What do you think's going to be going on when this is over? You think everything's going to go back to normal? People are going to go back to work? I say a significant percent of the population, a significant percent of people like you and me are going to say, I'm not going back to work. No, I'm not going to go. What? You want me to do what? I discovered the ugly truth, the truth that they were afraid to keep us from. Now, Judy, why are you calling in now? Judy, why are you calling in so early? This is Judy from Dallas, who has a terrible joke.
I sure do. And the reason I'm calling so early is because I'm so tired. I'm just sleepy.
And I'm supposed to adjust my broadcast schedule for you.
Well, I really don't expect to do that, but it just takes a few seconds.
Judy, we love your jokes. They're terrible. Please tell us your joke.
Well, yeah, what, happy Easter, by the way.
Happy Easter, Judy.
But what happens if you get married on Easter?
What happens what? What happens what?
What happens if you get married on Easter?
What happens if you get married on Easter?
You'll live happily ever after.
All right, now where was I? So let's talk about what's going to happen when this is over. Because I haven't heard the pundits talk about what happens when it's over. I hear them talking about very serious things, very grown-up things. They talk about, well, you know, should the economy be open slowly or should it be open one store at a time, one bank at a time, one state at a time? That's the only conversation I hear. I have not heard anybody say, you know what? We've got a bigger problem than that. A large percentage of Americans are going to say, I'm not going to go back to work. Because they've discovered the ugliest truth that your boss doesn't want you to discover, which is that in thought work, advertising, public relations, media buying, venture capital, investment banking, what's in those tall buildings, all of the nonsense in those tall buildings, you don't need to go to the building to do. There's no need to go to the building to do those things. What do you need to go to work to do? In 1900, the number one employer in America was the Pennsylvania Railroad. You're going to run a railroad, you're going to run a freight train, you have to go to work. You're going to run a ship up and down the Mississippi, a big paddle wheel up and down the Mississippi? You got to go to work. You're going to drive a bus, a train, public transportation? You have to go to work. But you know what? Most cities below the top 10 cities have precious little public transportation. In fact, the top 10 cities aren't so big on public transportation. More like the top 5. And that distorts the view of the world. But most people don't have to go to work. If you're doing thought work, if you're doing tasks, if you're working as a clerk in an insurance company, if you're working as a clerk at a bank, you don't need to go to work. And that's what was discovered. In fact, what did we see? We saw this week that if you're in the cast of Saturday Night Live, you don't need to go to work.
Hello, I'm Larry David. Obviously, somebody put me up to this because it's generally not the kind of thing I do. But I basically want to address the idiots out there. And you know who you are. You're going out. I don't know what you're doing. You're socializing too close. It's not good. You're hurting old people like me. Well, not me. I have nothing to do with you. I'll never see you. But, you know, other old people who might be your relatives. Who the hell knows? But the problem is you're passing up a fantastic opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay in the house, sit on the couch, and watch TV. I mean, I don't know how you're passing that up. Well, maybe because you're not that bright, but here it is. Go home, watch TV. That's my advice to you. You know, if you've seen my show, nothing good ever happens going out of the house. You know that. There's just trouble out there. It's not a good place to be.
It's not a good place to be. Larry David explaining on Saturday Night Live that going out is not a good idea. But every cast member of Saturday Night Live last night was in their home. And you know what? Some of them had never been funnier. Finally, I thought Pete Davidson was funny. He did the best stuff. He did it from his mother's basement on Staten Island. And that's what everybody's discovering, that pretty much you don't have to go to work. Oh, doctors have to go to work, really? Because I saw my doctor twice this week on my computer. We had a teleconference, a teleconsultation, and my doctor said, put the blood pressure thing on your arm. No, not that way. Hold it at your heart. No higher. No, put it upside down. No, turn it around. Like, what? But then I got the reading. I held it up to the screen. He says, good, good. You're fine. And then he said, what about your sugar? Show me your sugar. I did my blood sugar. You're fine. You don't have anything. Don't worry about it. And so I didn't even need to go to the doctor, did I? And if I want the little blue pill, I just go to forhims.com/Walter. I'm conferenced with a real doctor who reviews the situation with me and determines if a real prescription is right for me. There's very little that we need to go to work for. Once we were able to telecommute, see other people on our computers, hear other people on our computers, see other people on our laptops, we realized there was no need to go to work. Go to work, the operative words, go to work. And guess what? Well, you know, all these people are going to still have to go to work, yahoo. Because if I don't have to go to work, the people running public transportation have nobody to carry, and that gets cut down. Well, what else? There's more. Not only will air pollution be cut down, you and I will finally have full control of the price of gas. Because if we don't need our cars, we are in charge of demand. That means we drive our cars when we want to. Oh, the price of gas is too high. I'm not getting in my car right now. By the way, all of this was predicted at the World's Fair in 1964. All of this is predicted at Epcot. It all talked about the work of the future. Well, you'll be able to work from home. Well, here we are. We're able to work from home. But don't kid yourself. Once it internalizes that instead of having to get up at 6 in the morning to get to work nice and early, I can get up at 8:45 a.m., roll out of bed, roll into the next room, and that's all I've got to do to be on time, that's what people are going to do. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice for a prize.
Called it a jackknife, that was more like a belly flop. And the duck went splash, that's what looked cool.
And happy Easter to Samantha Sabo. And happy Easter to Meredith and Dorothy and my beautiful Katie. Happy Easter. I hope you guys had a great day. It was not sunny and bright the way it should be, but it was a great day for me because I didn't have to go outside. I didn't have to pretend to enjoy the outdoors. I didn't have to do the Easter egg hunt outside. I could sit in the car in the safety of my people who are old, the dotage. I could sit in my car. But you watch every morning show in America. Tomorrow's going to talk about, well, did you think about Saturday Night Live? Wasn't that amazing how they could do it on remote? Everybody could do it. And, you know, we've been doing our show for 3 weeks now from our homes. Bing, ding, ding, ding. It's like, what? It is not a big deal to do your show from your home. I have done this show from my laundry room for 7 years. 7 years. It's not a big deal. Technically, it's no deal. You get an app called QGo Live from Lee Harris. It's no big deal. Easy as could be. But I want to know how you feel, because I think it's going to sink into our hearts and soul that we don't have to go to work. And let me tell you what the biggest challenge is going to be to the economy when that happens. Commercial real estate. Right now, these companies are wasting money on $80 to $100 per square foot of office real estate in San Francisco and in Manhattan and Chicagoland. And they're going to realize there's no need for it, because the people in those tall buildings are the thought workers. They're not people making hats. They're, quote, thought workers, strategic planners. You know, all the strategic planners got together in a tall building and wasted money on rent. That's what it is. Today, a major executive quit in what I say is the vision of the future for what this is going to bring on. All right, coming up, I have Vilo Houle with his report on the curse of Oak Island. We have the usual edition. John Weatherby's weather. It's a very full show. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT.
Keep the distance, and we'll all weather this together. Looking ahead, though, Tuesday's not too bad at all. More rain over Florida. Upper-level system bringing a cold rain to Oklahoma. Wednesday, that upper-level system generates a surface low, and we get new southeast rains and some mountain snows up into the Virginias. Plus, there's a new snowmaker on the weather map on the northern storm track, riding over the divide from Montana. Thursday, that drops with a cold front into the central plains, and more stormy weather for Florida. By Friday, both areas expand. The Florida rain into a new Gulf system along I-10. The central plains storm generates rain and some snow through the Midwest. The bottom line is no big storms this week as we stay at home. And after this weekend, that's a big improvement. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Why do I give a phone number? Because I'm live. Jeffrey in Albany, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Jeffrey. Brian in Illinois, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Brian.
I'm still here.
Hi, you're on the air.
Sterling, one of the points I wanted to make out to you is that, you know, in the United States, we have the ability to be able to stay at home probably longer than a lot of other people within the world. Here's the issue. The issue is that most people, you know, make their daily wages, and that's how they feed themselves. So if you take a look at India and you look at their statistics, you've got 20 million people dying of starvation in India every year. You've got 1.5 million people in the UK right now that don't eat every day. And so it might be wise to say, okay, we want to stop this coronavirus in its tracks by staying home. But, you know, if you don't have the resources like those other countries, what's going to happen is
I don't care. I don't care. Brian, I don't care.
I don't care.
Do you care about 20,000 people? Because I don't.
Brian, thank you for the call. I don't care. I care about my wife, my kids, my neighbors, my family. That's what I care. How am I going to worry about rice in India? Mark in California, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, Sterling. Thanks for taking my call. And happy Easter, by the way.
Happy Easter. And happy Easter to my Meredith and my Dorothy and my Samantha. Happy Easter. Hi, Mark. Hi.
Hi. I hear what you're saying about going to work. I have always aspired to work at a home as a one-time aspiring artist anyways. Maybe they're the original work-at-home people, but a lot of benefits there. I wondered your input on any potential, the government control idea or and also opportunities for new businesses, like adapting businesses to go online more, web designers or benefits and downfalls. But the downfall is particularly about, the scare, the paranoia, the conspiracy theories about government control.
Listen to me. I don't care about the—stop with the last calls. You don't want to talk about the last calls because most people tuned in right now, and they're really distressed when you mention last calls. But I actually have an answer for you. Amazingly, I have an answer for you. And thank you for the call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Here's the answer. When we talk about government control and government conspiracies, it's great fun. I have the best time having those conversations until we come up against the reality of the Department of Motor Vehicles. Anytime you and I have stood in line at the Department of Motor Vehicles and watched at eye level how the government works, it's clear no conspiracy is possible. But I do have a solution to starting a business, to getting out of boredom, and its name is Eric Rhodes. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, Eric. Hi.
Nice to talk to you, Sterling.
Now, are you on a speakerphone? Because I'll kill you.
I'm not on a speakerphone. Is that better?
You aren't now. Yes, it's much better. Here's the deal. Eric Rhodes is a brilliant man and a good friend. And Eric said to me, I have a great solution to the boredom of being stuck in the house. And also to the fantasy, that most people have of becoming a viable artist. Most people aren't insane enough to think they can become a great artist. But you know what? Eric says anybody can learn to paint. Eric, how is that possible?
Well, we all have this. We have a belief that we see a beautiful painting, whatever a beautiful painting is to us. We see that and we say, I don't have the talent necessary or the skill. I run into people all the time who say, look, I don't have any talent. I can't even draw a stick figure. How could I ever become an artist? And I would submit to you that the idea of learning to type, learning to cook, learning to drive, they're learned skills. Most of the people who are artists and making livings, good livings as artists, are people who learned a skill. And this is a skill. Now, there are people who have natural talent. There's no doubt about that. But they're very few and far between. And anybody, even you, could learn to paint.
Where do I go? What do I do?
Well, the first thing is you've got to just believe that it's possible. That's the starting point. I was taught by a guy who was in the lineage of the old masters, and he basically said to me, he said, look, every art instructor in the world wants to overcomplicate this. It's not that difficult. They want to hold something over your head. He said, in the old masters training, they started out with a foundational principle. And if you can learn that foundational principle, and then he taught me, he says, then everything will fall into line. He said, nobody ever teaches these principles. And so I was sitting around painting in my studio one day, and I had the music blaring, and it was kind of my brush was dancing up and down to the music. And I thought, that's it. music and painting are essentially the same kind of a thing. If you can learn six notes on the piano or the guitar or any instrument, there's eight notes. You can learn to play any song because there's multiple octaves. In painting, there's eight notes and there's no multiple octaves. And so it's even easier than learning to play a piano. So I developed a system, which I call paint by note, like music note, paint by note. And the idea is that I teach you that foundational principle that I was taught by the man who was in the lineage of the old masters. I modernized it. And basically, if you can learn to paint these eight notes, and they're very easy to learn, you can do anything. You can paint anything. And I've even simplified the drawing process. So you don't have to learn how to draw.
This is amazingly cool. This is the coolest thing that you've said to me in 30 years. Now, is there a website? Is there a blog? Is there a place I can go to see and feel the principles you're talking about?
Absolutely. It's called paintbynote.com. It's real simple. I wanted it to be remembered like paint by number, only paint by note, like a music note. And it's very simple. And what I think what's really wonderful is we have all this time on our hands and we're able to do something that we've always wanted to do. And a lot of people have told themselves, I couldn't possibly do this. I think they can. I have taught, I'll bet 200,000 people with this website how to paint. And these people are sending me images that they've done that are remarkable, and they didn't have any talent. They didn't have any ability to draw or any ability to paint. It's absolutely remarkable what you can do.
That is a great gift. Your ability to simplify something is a gift, your ability to teach it, but to capture the .com paint by note, now there's a win. That you got paintbynote.com, that's a major achievement.
Well, thank you for that. I've always wondered if using radio to reach people to teach them how to paint is even possible. This will be interesting to find out.
Well, let's find out. Eric Rhodes, he's a distinguished publisher and thought leader in American radio. And now he has come up with a system where you and I can learn to paint, which is remarkable in my case because I am left-handed. And the only real artistic expression, I swear to God this is true, the real artistic expression I have ever shown is when I was in fourth and fifth grade, and I have admitted this to my children. When I was in fourth and fifth grade, I always did what I had to do to get the seats next to the radiator in the classroom, and I would take the Crayola crayons and melt them on the radiator out of line of sight from the teacher. But I felt it was very creative. Was that very creative, Eric? Was I a creative guy?
It was. We used to take wax paper, put crayons down inside of them, and then iron the wax paper, putting a newspaper over it to make our own little stained glass windows.
Please.
So you were ahead of your time.
Way ahead of my time.
Probably at least 30 years my senior.
Oh, yeah, Eric, I'm sure that's what it is. Now, would you please tell us the website again?
Paintbynote.com.
I will put it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. I'll put it on my Twitter account. Paint by note. This is a great gift because guess what? You're going to be stuck in the house with your kids till the end of the year. You're not going to get out before the end of the year. No schools that have closed are going to reopen. It's just not going to happen. And what a great gift to give your kids paintbynote.com. And you can all learn to paint. Eric Rhodes, thanks very much for being on Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you, Walter.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT lets you and I talk about what's going to happen when work opens again. I don't think what's going to happen is what they're all saying is going to happen. I think people are going to cross their arms and say, you know what, I'm not going to go to work. Jill Brooke coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. All right, when you're away from your store or business, like you might be now thanks to quarantine in Missouri and Michigan and Ohio, how do you know what's going on? How do you know what's going on there? There are bigger things than the police checking out your business. You need to check out your business, and you can now easy and elegantly with Blink Home Security. Blink Home Security. This is different than any other security system. Blink has two components, an app on your phone and a camera. That's it. No central office, no wires. No wires. Did I say that? No wires. None of those funny tapes on your windows that never work. Blink Home Security is an app. It connects over the internet to cameras that have no wires. You put the cameras wherever you want. When somebody goes by those cameras, they're motion detectors. When somebody goes by the motion detector, boom, you see it on your app. You can see exactly what's going on wherever you want it. You can put it at your store, at the scary door to your home, the scary window to the basement, or your daughter's bedroom door, which is where it belongs. Go to blinkprotect.com and get the information. Blinkprotect.com, get the information. This must cost a fortune. Nope, $79.99. They start at $79.99. You have that. BlinkProtect.com, promo code Walter. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa. The beauty of Blink Protect is these cameras can be put wherever you want them, and you can set them up. I've set them up. How do you install them? You put them where you want them. It goes over the internet. You can see what the camera sees on your app, your Blink app. Go to BlinkProtect.com, enter the promo code Walter.
Wood and iron in the swamp. Later tonight with your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
FlowerPowerDaily.com. FlowerPowerDaily.com is the gift to America from the great Jill Brook. Jill Brook is a powerful entrepreneur who said, you know what the world needs? It needs FlowerPowerDaily.com. And in these troubled times, what a wonderful thing to see magnificent pictures of flowers and get brand new information about flowers. And did I mention, in most of the country, it's spring, except in Florida where it's already fall. Jill Brook, how's it going with your entrepreneurial adventure?
Well, I think that flowers, especially now, give you great lessons. It teaches you about resilience. It teaches you about that everything will rebloom and everything has its cycle. And it also gives you opportunities for bursts of positivity because, you know, flowers are a universal kiss that reminds us, Walter, that, you know, solace and beauty exist. So there's always hope for tomorrow. And it also gives you great projects to do with your kids. You can teach them about flowers. You can plant. And also, not only that, I mean, one of the things that we've just done on the website is, okay, you're at home, you're bored, what do you do? Well, what you can do is even make treasure hunts on the front lawn or go someplace where you're social distancing, and you can ask the kids what to do, like to identify different trees and identify different plants. And in fact, there's this really cool app that I bet you your daughter would love too. It's called Plant Snap. So what you can do is that you can do the hunt and you can say, hey, what do you think this is? What type of flower is this? What type of tree is this? What type of flowers are, you know, surrounding particular areas and why? You can do it with birds also. And it's called Plant Snap and Plantifier. So you can make fun. I think that that's the whole idea, is that we're connecting with nature, because don't you think that nature in a way is pressing the reset button? It's making us rethink our priorities and, you know, our future. What do you think about that?
Well, thank you for asking for my opinion on my show, Jill. I think that I don't think nature's doing it. I think other factors are doing it. But here's what I think the result will be. That a shocking percent of people are going to go, you know what, I'm not going to get in the car. When this is done, I'm going to stay home. Mm-hmm. I'm going to telecommute. I'll work in the garden. I will enjoy my life a lot more. This phenomena of going to work only happened in about 1900. Before 1900, people did not go to work. They went out the front door to the farm.
Exactly. And,
or they went out the front door to the railroad crossing, grabbed the Pennsylvania Railroad that was going by, and worked on it for 48 hours, and then were brought home. Because in 1900, amazingly, the number one employer in America was the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Well, you know, you're so right about that because you're a student of history, and we are so used to living at this frenetic pace and not pressing, you know, the pause button to sort of reflect that every era goes through different changes and challenges. And I think that you're right because, you know, my husband is in the employment business, and he says the same thing. People are now going to be so accustomed to Zoom, you know, meetings that they're, you know, who's going to want to pay now for the business travel costs because they're not necessary.
Who's going to want to pay $80 a square foot for commercial real estate?
Well, yes, but though there is, the molecules do change when people gather. But I think that people recognize that their perspective is certainly going to change about what matters and what you need. And as a result, people are going to enjoy also the smaller pleasures. And I think that that's why Flower Power Daily has resonated with so many people, is because we're reminding people of those simple pleasures and the beauty that's actually right around us, that's accessible, that's inexpensive, that you can share, and that all ages can enjoy. So I think that, you know, people are recognizing that, you know, nature teaches us many lessons, and if we just sit still for a moment, which we're now forced to do, you know, we're actually getting so many benefits from it. Here's like, what benefits are you finding?
Here's a great question for you.
Okay.
Reporter, here's a great question for you. and I don't mean to stump you. You may not have a snappy answer, but boy, if you could send me one, I'll put it up on the Facebook page because I think it may be useful. Which flowers look good on Zoom?
Well, every flower looks good on Zoom simply because look at, for instance, Queen Elizabeth when she gave not only her Easter speech just recently, but also the speech to the nation that inspired so many. She didn't have pictures behind her. She had nothing but flowers because flowers always trigger feelings of hope and beauty that the future will be okay. And I think that you're going to see a lot more flowers in the background, but they're harder to get when you're social distancing. Matter of fact, tomorrow we're doing a piece on how to use faux flowers and how to use, you know, branches from outside and be resourceful along with your real flowers so that you can have beautiful flowers around you. And each flower has different symbolism that we can connect to. And everybody loves different color flowers anyway. It's really also what
Jill?
Gives you pleasure.
Thank you. FlowerPowerDaily.com. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, major tornado outbreak with long trailing tornadoes through Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And now new watches are up for Georgia with severe weather expected overnight in Atlanta, reaching the Georgia coast by midday tomorrow. Horrible damage already for a locked up world. Recovery will be difficult. So what's your weather for tomorrow? Hopefully much better. Not along the East Coast, though. Our Dixie storm engages new sources of Atlantic moisture, mainly east of I-95, with more severe thunderstorms and some tornadoes up the eastern seaboard all the way inland. And it's not very pleasant in New England either, with cold, windy weather and moderate rains back west to the Great Lakes. Around the core of this major spring storm that dumps snow across the upper Midwest and western lakes. Clean up on aisle 5, please. And a new system pushing across New Mexico and Colorado tomorrow. Higher elevation snow and valley rains. Let's make it a better day tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz in my germ-free wine cellar. This is the usual edition from Public Radio.
Ms. Shabazz is part of Public Radio's A-Team. She has volunteered to broadcast, even though her awards would allow her to pass in these trying times.
Thank you for letting me come into your home during these trying times. I have my mask and my gloves on. In addition to covering our mouths and hands, we are covering all cultures in America at this time. Trying times indeed. We welcome blind reporter James Bumpin' DeWell.
Rachel, thank you for all you do in these trying times. I thought I would take our public radio listeners to rural areas. Today, where we get very few funds. It's odd, but these are trying times. I took our public radio microphones to a thriving business, little known to our rich listeners, on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The drive-through brew in these trying times.
James, I'm unaware of this activity. What, may I ask, is a drive-through brew in these trying times?
Rachel, it may be hard to believe, but in many parts of the country, there are no chandeliered beer and wine dispensaries.
You're certainly jesting in the Shakespearean sense.
Many parts of the country get their beer and wine from a robust industry known quaintly as a drive-through brew. That's exactly what it sounds like, a drive-in for beer and wine.
Craft beer?
Ho, ho, certainly not. Genesee is fancy for this crowd. Let me take you, Rachel, to an actual drive-through brew in Parama, Ohio.
Now, Jake, I told you Public Radio would be here visiting us today to learn about our industry, drive-through brew in these trying times. When Public Radio comes here, can I reveal my Me Too experiences with Mrs. Ferguson? No way. We are not going all Myron Farrow on them in these trying times. But do switch off that boombox over there. We don't want to offend these people with our country music.
Could you give our listeners a tour of the drive-through brew?
Yes, here is our wall of cigarettes. We even have Camel Blues.
Exotic.
We also have matchbooks, which are good for lighting up and for picking your teeth.
Thank you for that in-the-field report from a drive-through brew. Very helpful in these trying times.
This edition of the usual edition, On the Road in Parma, is made possible by a grant from pickled egg farmers across the land. Life with scary-looking eggs on the bar. Thanks to the pickled egg farmers who celebrate our way of life in these trying times indeed.
Now, we celebrate these trying times with everyone's safety group as I continue to imbibe the Gin Blossoms.
Have you thought about it? Have you thought about what you're going to do when the trouble has passed in these trying times? Have you thought about what you're going to do? Have you come to realize that you don't have to go back to work? Because if you're a thought executive, if you're a thought executive, an advertising person, you know, if you're a thought executive, it must have dawned on you at some point in public relations, venture capital, you've been doing your work by telecommuting, you've been doing your work by email, fax, old school, that you don't have to go to work. You could roll out of bed at 8:45 and be at work on time in the next room. There may be occasional reasons, like once a month, to go to a central location and meet. And in that case, you can rent a conference room. Or, you ready? You can rent the back room of a restaurant, and your needs are met. But, by and large, nobody needs to go to work.
even the people who think they need to go to work, well, you know, I drive a bus. Well, guess what? If people aren't going to work, you don't need to drive a bus. John in South Philadelphia, listening on WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. The phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You and I can talk about, do we really need to go to work?
No, everything's free. The government's going to send everybody a $5,000 check, and we'll just go to work as a in our minds as a volunteer.
I didn't say we weren't going to work. We're going to work better. If you're at home, you're going to work better because you're not dealing with Mary in office politics over there and Joe who's always questioning your decisions.
Right.
It's better.
Actually, right.
Because you
the
just get
work
to do it's a better
house.
Work and fire. You just get to do the work. Now listen to this, John, and thank you for your call at WPHT at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Thanks, John. Listen to this. Lowe's HR director quits effective immediately, netting $2.5 million after selling off $1.4 million of her stock. The Lowe's HR director quits effective immediately. Jennifer Weber had been executive vice president of HR since March 2016. Weber reportedly received a further $2.5 million following her resignation. It comes as Lowe's workers have hit out at what they say is profit coming before safety as the stores remain open amid the coronavirus pandemic. One staff member at a store in Austin died. We're tired, overworked, understaffed, and forced to go along with all these lies that Lowe's is telling the public, one employee has said. This top executive, an HR executive, she just quit, effective immediately, picking up $2.5 million. Now, let me help you. HR person after HR person after HR person is going to be the first to quit across the country because if people aren't coming to work and having to take diversity courses and sensitivity training and having to learn how to get along with complete strangers and in a weird environment, you're not going to need HR people. You know what you're going to need? You're going to need benefits people, employee benefits people, people who say, here's what your insurance is, here's what it covers, have a nice day. That's what we're going to need. Because people are going to say, you know what? I didn't need to go to work for a month or 2 months. I still don't need to go to work. Why should I suffer with that commute? I did better work, stronger work, clearer work by staying at home. Coming up in just seconds, the king of RV Nation, James Copeland, in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and I love forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. I want you to try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Just go there. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. See the website. Get the full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Wait, what could cost hundreds? The little blue pill. For years, you've heard about the little blue pill. That is the generic medicine for a very expensive drug. It's the generic prescription for a very expensive drug that solves the big problem. Getting an erection on demand. An erection on demand. You now can get an erection on demand. You can afford it with the little blue pill. You go to forhims.com/Walter. They will connect you with a real doctor. Why the heck do you need a doctor? Because this is prescription medicine. Because it's medicine for a medical problem. It's not a social issue. It's not because you don't love your significant other. It's not because they don't love you. It's because over time things wear out and this needs a little help. Now you can get an erection when you want at an affordable price with the little blue pill, which is generic. The doctor will talk to you and determine if this is appropriate for you. Isn't that great? Plus, the website, forhims.com/Walter, has many other products just for guys. Hand cream, hair lotion. I love this site. Simple, clean, nothing stupid. You'll love the site. forhims.com/Walter. Now, when you put in /Walter, you get a significant discount. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person and embarrassed yourself in front of your doctor or pharmacist. No need to do that. forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
Right now, go to blinkprotect.com. Blinkprotect.com. P-R-O-T-E-C-T. Blinkprotect.com. That's where you're going to find out all the information about an astonishing new home security system that's made by Amazon. And it's ready for you. And it works with Alexa. What does it do? It's an app that goes on your phone that connects over the internet to cameras that are wherever you place them. They are not connected by wire. They don't go to a central office. All you have to do is put them where you want. There's no monthly subscription, no home office, no wires. It's amazing. Get the information. Do it now, because then your home will feel safe, or in these troubled times, your business will feel safe. BlinkProtect.com, promo code Walter. BlinkProtect.com, put in the promo code. You and I are talking about what's going to happen when we do go back to work. I say what's going to happen is that a significant percentage of us are going to say, I'm not going back to work. I'm going to work from home. Or I'm going to work from the beach. I'm going to work from the lake house. I'm going to work from wherever I want, because it was clear that I could do that just fine without having to deal with the clowns in the office. The big trouble of going to work is first the commute, but secondly, it's the clowns in the office. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to have the surprise sandwich of the week, a brand new feature we launched last week. It was incredibly successful. I have never gotten more email in my career than about the surprise sandwich of the week. We will have that coming up in just seconds with Joe Sandwich. Now, James Copeland, expert in life in an RV. How's it going, James?
Very good. Greetings from the Radio Nomad of Winnebago.
James, which parking lot are you in?
Right now I'm still in Wichita, but I'm looking to head out in a couple weeks to the American Southwest desert country.
And why are you choosing the desert?
Because I can be completely by myself on land owned by the government and no one will bother me.
James, you got this RV. How old's the RV?
It is, 45 years old this year. It is a 1975 Winnebago Indian, 25 feet long. It's a motorhome.
What were some of the structural issues with the motorhome when you got it, James?
Well, I had to rebuild the entire roof. I went through the engine, built a custom radio studio inside, and now we're just finishing up painting and putting logos and things on before I head out.
Who is we?
This is myself and our wonderful mutual friend Lee Harris, and of course my father, who has been instrumental in helping all this project along.
How did you convince your father to subsidize this?
Well, he subsidized it with his ample amount of engineering knowledge and time to construct the roof and make a old CAD drawing of it and everything. So it is quite complex, but it's been quite a journey for sure. And, I will say that an RV is probably one of the best places you can be right now, because you have everything self-contained. I mean, if the power goes out, in the house, it's not a big deal. As long as you have internet, you can work wherever.
How is the internet in the RV?
I'm talking to you over a fake landline on it right now, and I have faster internet in the RV than in my folks' house here in Wichita.
Do you suppose the support, the emotional, moral, and financial support your parents are giving you is strictly to get you out of the house for good?
Absolutely, yes. They just want to see me gone, I think.
Now, as one of those young folk, how do you feel about the Burning Man Festival being canceled for the first time ever amid coronavirus pandemic?
Yeah, that's a big thing among especially the hippie sect of the RV community. So that is a big blow for sure. And, of course, the big amateur radio gathering that I was hoping to drive the RV to, the Dayton Hamvention, that has been canceled as well. So I have to find other sources for my amateur radio equipment.
The Dayton Ham Convention, where was that going to be?
So that used to be at the crumbling Hera Arena in Dayton, Ohio, and unfortunately that has basically returned to nature, and they have moved everything to Xenia, Ohio, at the fairgrounds.
Where is Xenia, Ohio?
It is, let's see, it's just a little, it's like an hour from Columbus, I think it's west. It's just a about 20 minutes past Dayton, so it's still not too bad of a drive, and the place out there has been very welcoming. So it's a good location, and the Hamvention has seen record crowds the last few years, but unfortunately nothing this year.
What does that mean, 28, 32, how many people?
I think they had something like 25,000. It was a really big attendance. Don't quote me on that, but I mean it was really good.
They gathered 28,000 to 32,000 ham operators.
A bunch, yeah, it's for sure. It's crazy. It's from people all around the world come for it, and I haven't missed since 2016. I don't think.
What is the most powerful ham signal in the world?
1,500 watts is for U.S. amateurs, and so you take your average, you know, peanut radio station in a small town that's like 250 watts or 500 watts. Yeah, this is even more powerful than that, so I can talk all the way around the world. I have an amplifier that will go up that high. So, yeah, you can talk to anyone around the world, and you don't even have to use that much power.
Not the power or the location, but what's the most exotic message you've ever heard?
I heard one time a guy in South Africa who he said that ham radio was the only way he could communicate with the rest of the world. He said there were no phone lines where he lived, and he no internet, of course, and he would drive like once or twice a week, maybe 2 hours, to get his mail. So, yeah, this is literally his only way to communicate. And, you know, especially in these trying times, people are discovering other ways to be more self-sufficient. So ham radio is one of those. Gardening is another one of those. So I think all the things that you can do to make yourself more self-sufficient and a return to those old-school technologies are a good thing. And I'm actually going to be highlighting a few of those on my new YouTube channel that I hope everyone will subscribe to.
But if you have a ham license, why would you need a YouTube channel?
Because I need to share it with those folks who aren't on ham radio yet. So it's Radio Nomad. If you just search it in YouTube, you can find that. And I don't have anything too much yet. I just have an old, you know, Super 8 movie I made when I was 15, but we're working on it.
Oh, you have to go to Radio Nomad and see James's movie that he made when, how old were you?
I was 15 years old. I just finished my
My God, you have to see this. You have to go and see this. The fact I have so much respect for you that you would let anybody see this now that you're an adult, it really took a lot of courage to post this. It's at Radio Nomad. Is that right?
Yep. Just go to YouTube, type in Radio Nomad. It should be the first thing that pops up, green logo and letters, and you should find it. We just have one video on the channel right now, and it's The Glob.
Thank you very much for joining us tonight, James. Thank you very much. 888-688-WALT. Yes, we're all shocked that the Burning Man Festival has been canceled for the first time ever. 888-688-WALT. Let's talk about what is going to happen when the country is opened up again. The lights go on all over the world. Because I don't think is what's going to happen is what everybody thinks is going to happen. I don't think what the experts are saying is what's going to happen. What I think is going to happen is that a significant percentage of people are going to say, I'm not going back to work. I was able to work just fine from my kitchen. And therefore, why should I leave the kitchen to get in the car or the truck? Hello, Ron. To get in the car or the truck and drive 2 hours each way to pay an obscene criminal toll, and then to come home again to do it again the next day. Why would anybody do that once they've been shown the light? Once they have been shown that you can stay at home, amen, and not have to go to work. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because people aren't going to do it. You're not going to do it. I'll bet you anything that the biggest percent of people who do not do that are the people who listen to this show, because we don't fit in. And now, finally, we have an excuse not to fit in. It is a celebration of not fitting in. Once you realize that the tasks can be performed in the comfort of your home, why the heck would you go in? And there's no vending machine trouble. You need food, you go to the kitchen. You don't need to fight for quarters. You don't need to kick the bottom of the machine. Problems are solved. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. I'm live on Sunday night, 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
Night, that was more like a belly flop. A deduction for splash, that's what Olympic rules.
Who do you think that is? You want to hear it again? Who do you think that is? You get a chance to win a prize announcement.
You call that a jackknife? That was more like a belly flop. A deduction for splash, that's what Olympic rules.
Who is that? Who is that?
And leads to a wet and stormy Monday in the east. Stay safe, keep the distance, and we'll all weather this together. Looking ahead, though, Tuesday's not too bad at all. More rain over Florida. Upper-level system bringing a cold rain to Oklahoma. Wednesday, that upper-level system generates a surface low, and we get new southeast rains and some mountain snows up into the Virginias. Plus, there's a new snowmaker on the weather map on the northern storm track, riding over the divide from Montana. Thursday, that drops with a cold front into the central plains, and more stormy weather for Florida. By Friday, both areas expand. The Florida rain into a new Gulf system along I-10. The central plains storm generates rain and some snow through the Midwest. The bottom line is no big storms this week as we stay at home. And after this weekend, that's a big improvement. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Am I supposed to do something now? Am I supposed to do something now? You could say 10 seconds. Give me a clue. All right, let's go. Ron in Pittsburgh, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello. I'm very concerned about all the employees that are now working from home that have anything to do with the top 10 largest industries in the country. Two of those would be, I will include banking and Wall Street, both in the same category. And number two would be healthcare. That computer security is
why
really
are you
a myth.
Concerned? Why are you concerned about this, Ron?
Well, computer security is really a myth. It could take you can teach the average high school student how to hack into a lot of different computers.
But why is this your problem? Why is this your problem?
Oh, because it's only a matter of time before a Fortune 100 bank gets hacked into.
But they have been. They have been. Republic Bank was hacked. Many banks have been hacked. Look at the shenanigans with Experian Credit about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Look at that. That whole data bank of credit information was hacked. Okay, so what's that have to do with you? What does that have to do with you, Ron?
An entire hospital could get hacked with malware, and that could mean
patient records. So what? So what? Let them find out that I have sore throats. Who cares?
Well, that could mean hacking or locking all patient accounts.
Okay, so what? Then they don't get to rob me. I'm waiting to hear the downside here.
Okay, imagine showing up at a hospital.
Yes.
With a known or unknown condition, and you do not have access to your medical records because they're locked.
So what?
The entire data is
I'll
locked.
Tell them what's wrong.
What if you can't tell them? What if you're on a ventilator? What happens if you're unconscious or in a coma?
Then it's the 50s.
Yeah, it'll be the 50s. We have no computer security in America. It's barely taped together. And it's going to cost every American.
Ron, it's just not true. And thank you for your call, but it's just not true. The reason it's not true is every time I go to sign on to Facebook, Twitter, any of my banks, anytime I go to sign into anything, my high school yearbook, the password's wrong. My password's always wrong. I can't sign into my own things. I have absolute security against myself. My current, much younger, very beautiful wife is always really annoyed because why can't you remember your password? I can't remember my own password. Is it capitalized? Not capitalized? Does it have an exclamation mark? Does it have a question mark? If it is airtight against me for my own accounts, I don't care. Russia, please take my accounts. Go into my Facebook account. Have at it. Have a good time. I don't care. I don't have anything that's that important. Well, you know, we were identity theft. Really? Take my identity. Unless you have a lot of money, how the hell does it matter? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Here's my friend, Don. Don Walterbaugh. Hello, Don. Walter, this is Trucker Don. I called Sunday and spoke with you. At the end of our chat, I got cut off and didn't get to say that I love your show every week on Ready, KDKA Radio. You're very entertaining. You make us laugh. You make me smile. And you make us think. Yes, I make you think, why am I listening to this show? Keep up the good work, and thanks for the opportunity to speak with you. Stay safe. Be safe. Hang in there. This will pass. Don Waltenberg. Don Waltenbaugh, sorry. Don is a trucker, an 18-wheeler. He listens on KDKA, Entercom's great radio station, run by the brilliant Jim Gracie. I love Jim Gracie. He has been such a good friend to me. Thank you, Jim, for being a good friend to me in every way. In fact, the reason that I decided it was time to syndicate the show out of WPHT in Philadelphia and to make it bigger, besides the fact that Chris Olivero was constantly torturing me. When are you going to syndicate? When are you going to syndicate? In that voice. And you imagine somebody in that voice saying, when are you going to syndicate? When are you? It's torture. Well, I did it because of Jim Gracie. Jim Gracie came up to me at a talkers conference, Michael Harrison's talkers conference, and said, have you seen your ratings? Your ratings at PHT, they're huge. I'm like, really? Because I've always been afraid to look at the ratings, terrified to look at the ratings. I didn't want to know. But he said, no, you should look. And I did. I'm like, oh, I guess it is ready to syndicate. No one's going to say, why are you thinking of that? It's outrage. It's outrage. And I figured, well, why not? Why not? So here we are in almost 100 stations. I'm incredibly grateful to Gary Burns of Three Daughters Media being the courageous one to say, we're going to put this on the air. And thank you, Gary Burns. I appreciate that. And Jim Gracie and Spike Eskridge, thank you. And I just have the best friends. I do. I have the best friends in radio. I am a lucky guy. Oh, and Craig Kitchen, who's not my manager, but he's a great guy. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And this is what I want to talk about. I say that when the economy opens up again, yes, and Lee Harris and James Copeland, I say that when the economy opens up again, you know what's going to happen? A significant percent of people are going to say, I'm not going back to work. Why would I go back to work? I found out that I can wake up, roll out of bed, and I'm at work on time. I don't have to deal with the jerk who says, well, you know, you got in here at 7:45, but you know, it'd be better if you got in here earlier. Get to work earlier. Those are the biggest idiots in the world. If you're not fishing, because, you know, it's not even farming anymore. If you're not fishing, there is no need to get to work earlier. The need to get to work is when your ideas are in place and you're caffeinated and you're ready to do the work, right? When you've had your muffin, your caffeine, you patted your kids, you talked to them, everybody's happy, then you can focus on your work. This crap about being a team player and getting to work early, it's for losers. I'm sorry. That's for freaking losers. And I'm going to tell you what the ideal work week should be, because I did virtual work. I telecommuted to work since 1983. And I learned a lot about how much work we actually have. And I'll share that with you in just seconds. I'm Walter Sterling, 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. You know about CBD products. These are the products extracted from the hemp plant. That means that they are soothing, relieve pain. But now you don't need a prescription. You don't need a doctor. They are legal and they work. CBD products. I get my CBD products from CBDistillery.com. 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 I found out about them by accident. A couple months ago, I needed to get rid of the pain in my feet and in my thumbs. I was online. I looked for products to take away pain in my feet and my thumbs. And up came CBD products. I went to the website, which turned out to be CBDistillery.com, and ordered the products. They came. I put them on. The pain in my thumb, which I've suffered with for months, maybe years, I put it on, and in my case, the pain in my thumbs went away instantly. They didn't go away in a week or a month or a day. They went away instantly. It might not work that way for you, but I'm only saying that to protect myself. The fact is, I believe it will take your pain away instantly. What I found when my pain went away, thanks to CBDistillery.com, is that my whole body got lighter. I'm like, boy, I feel good today. Why do I feel good today? It's because the pain in my thumbs went away. CBDistillery.com has an amazing array of products. Oils, salves, sticks, creams. It's great. And in all dosages. You go to most places that sell CBD products, you get one sad little jar of something in one dose. No, 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 not so with CBDistillery.com. You're not buying it from some guy on the street or a cart in the mall. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code what? What? Walter! And you'll get a significant discount. Put in the promo code Walter! And you get a significant discount. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com.
Often, people want to know what's going to be found on Oak Island. 110,000 pounds of caisson, digging deep hole on the island, and jackpot. Wood, amazing wood, 100 feet down. It looks like a tunnel. Also found leather, as well as a hinge to a chest. A small chest hinge, 100 feet down on Oak Island. Now for the swamp. The swamp has been surprisingly intriguing due to this. Iron spikes in the swamp. Why would spikes need to be in the swamp? I mean, really, it's just a swamp, right? Yeah, it's a sign that a ship, the theory, a ship was buried. And why was it buried there? Gold. Lots of gold. The Holy Grail. This Easter and Passover season, the Leginas delivered. Rick Legina, Marty Legina, and the very influential Alex Legina. These are men of our times. This season, 21st episode of the year, and this coming week, a preview for a significant stump. Stump. For your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT with Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday. Hi. Happy Easter. Fourth day of Passover. I'm glad you and I are together. It's just us. We're alone. There's no one else. Finally, we get to be alone. All those clowns who are related to, they're in bed. And now it's just us, going out for the ride, coming home in the 18-wheeler, our media room, the cab of an 18-wheeler. William in California, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you for taking my call. And I want to tell you, this is the first time that I listen to you. And I have been really enjoying your show. I think that you're absolutely correct about people not wanting to go back to work once this is all over, God's willing. I work in the field of cardiac surgery, constantly working in the hospital 7 days a week. But I did want to call you because I really think that most people, when they go back to work, they're going to have to negotiate with their employers and say, hey, you know, I did good work staying at home. And perhaps the employer is going to say, okay, just come to work 1 week, 1 day a week. Just like when kids go to home school, 1 day a week they report to the school to check their progress and whatnot. I also wanted to say that our world, Earth, it's getting a break from all the pollution that we contribute with so many cars driving out there. Now, we're not driving. People are staying at home. In China, in the United States, in Europe, people are staying at home. And I believe that the Earth is getting a break. Sometimes things work in a really mysterious way.
And William, thank you very much for the call.
We also get to spend time.
I agree with you, William, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for calling from California. Kevin at KFBK in Sacramento, Bill White's radio station. Soon we're going to be on for the whole 3 hours. What? Well, I hope so, at least. I hope so. Hi, Kevin. Kevin. Oh, Kevin dropped. He ran away. He was scared. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is no small thing. For all of the people who whine endlessly about, you know, the Earth heating up, and that's a terrible thing, ignoring completely the fact that when you and I were in third grade, we were taught that we were at the end of an ice age. That, in fact, being at the end of an ice age, the giant glaciers that had covered North America had been continuously melting for the last million years because we were at the end of an ice age. And now we're very much at the end of an ice age, but that's why the snow caps are melting. They're not melting because your Volvo is out there. They're melting because they were supposed to melt at this time. Nature's a much bigger deal than our Volvos. 888-688-WALT. Look at the benefits of not going to work. First of all, the criminals who run the tolls and the toll roads and the tolls on the bridges and the tunnels, well, they're not going to benefit from their filthy lucre. They no longer get the money they thought they were getting. Number two, the pollution, air pollution, noise pollution, that's going away. You and I will have control of the price of gas. Because if we don't need gas to go to work, then all of a sudden the consumption goes down so dramatically that we only drive when we want to, that if the price of gas goes up too high, we're going to go, oh, no, I'm going to take a bike. I'll go another way. It's okay. But look at childcare. No longer the need for daycare for our kids. Yeah, sure, we can have a babysitter from time to time. You want to go out and do something, go shopping, have some fun with your friends. Yeah, but we don't need the incredible burden and insane expense of daycare for our kids because they're telecommuting to school. And then the industry that supports on-site teaching, they charge a fortune. How they bilk every school system in America for those textbooks and the other supplies is insane. That goes away. The price of the cost of taxes for our local schools will drop dramatically when they don't have to support physical plants. Maybe they'll have just one for special needs kids, just one school in your district, a central location where there can be a gathering when that's necessary. But imagine the decrease in expense for school systems if kids don't have to go to school. And it's no longer a challenge for us because we don't have to go to work. We get incredible amounts of quality time with our kids. We get eye time with our kids. We get to see them all the time. I have four kids under the age of 18. They did teleconferencing for school, and they did just fine. It worked out fine. And in fact, it will solve a lot of the problems that kids have with attention. And there are a gazillion other ways for them to get together for socialization. And it will take, you know, this nonsense about going to school. Again, this only happened in about 1900. At about the same time it was decided we needed to go to work. This is a new phenomena. Before now, it was a little schoolhouse, a little red schoolhouse with eight kids. We can do that again. I'm Walter M. Sterling. What do you think? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. Now, this is incredibly important. I have a podcast. Oh, my gosh. You had better get the podcast. Go to Apple iTunes or radio.com. It's called Midnight Misfits. And from now until the duration, now for the duration, I will make a new podcast every single day. Did you hear me? A new podcast every single day. Now, these aren't four-hour epics. They're not these dreary public radio things. These are dreary 10-minute shows. I give 10 minutes of pithy comments, and I look forward for you to hear them, and let me have your feedback. Let me know what you think. Go to Midnight, go to Apple iTunes, and download Midnight Misfits.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, major tornado outbreak with long trailing tornadoes through Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And now new watches are up for Georgia with severe weather expected overnight in Atlanta, reaching the Georgia coast by midday tomorrow. Horrible damage already. For a locked up world, recovery will be difficult. So what's your weather for tomorrow? Hopefully much better. Not along the East Coast, though. Our Dixie storm engages new sources of Atlantic moisture, mainly east of I-95, with more severe thunderstorms and some tornadoes up the eastern seaboard all the way inland. And it's not very pleasant in New England either, with cold, windy weather and moderate rains back west to the Great Lakes. Around the core of this major spring storm that dumps snow across the upper Midwest and western lakes. Clean up on aisle 5, please. And a new system pushing across New Mexico and Colorado tomorrow. Higher elevation snow and valley rains. Let's make it a better day tomorrow. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right. I'm Walter Sterling, and it's just us. It's just you and me. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. We're alone. That's the way it's supposed to be. Let's do a Sterling snap. Whatever you're looking at right now, I want you to take out that overpriced iPhone 11 and take a picture of it. I want to see it. And then send it to me at WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Take a picture. And send it to WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I'd love to see what you're looking at. Then, on Tuesday, I take the pictures and I post them on Facebook at Walter M. Sterling. Makes sense. I post them on Facebook at Walter M. Sterling. And then you and I get to share and bond in this communal experience. It's 8 past the hour. You and I are midnight misfits. We don't fit in. That's why we're here at this time. Yes, I know. Hold on. There. Listen to this. You ready for this? No, come closer. You won't believe it. It'll upset you. You ready to be upset? You're in the mood? Okay. George and Amal Clooney have invested over $100,000 on a two-story playhouse for their twins. George Clooney and his wife have reportedly forked out $100,000 on a playhouse for their, well, how old are their twins? 10, 12? No, they're 2 years old. Built to emulate the family's main home, the swanky outhouse will feature two floors, and include a fully functioning kitchen and bathroom, complete with running water. A fully functioning kitchen would mean a stove that works. The mini pad also allegedly features a zip wire, a zip line, and a life-size toy giraffe for the kids to ride on. The lavish playhouse, George Clooney and his wife have forked over $90,000. What's more, the actor and his human rights lawyer wife have enlisted Barbara Butler, a playhouse specialist, as well as Michael S. Smith, who, you ready for this? You won't believe what I'm about to tell you. The person who designed the kids' playhouse is Michael S. Smith, who redesigned the Oval Office during Barack Obama's presidency in 2010. This was the same George Clooney who said, "Not on my watch. Donald Trump isn't going to become president on my watch," because he already had the decorator from Barack Obama signed up to decorate his kids' playhouse. Now, let's think about this. These are two-year-olds. They're not 12-year-olds. And this playhouse has a zip wire. Okay, that's dangerous. And it has a working kitchen and plumbing. Okay, that's dangerous. I would not let my two-year-olds in a working kitchen in a playhouse unless I could get in there real easily. Let's see. They have spent $1 million on renovations for their mansion in California, including a new pool house and living quarters for their staff. Living quarters for their staff. Didn't they say that they weren't going to have nannies, that he was actually going to raise these kids, that Amal was going to actually raise these kids? I guess not. The Sun newspaper reports that a source close to the pair said, "It is extravagant, but George and Amal want the best." They are also adamant the kids are appreciative and don't take anything for granted. Now, they're 2 years old. I bet you they're still in diapers. They're appreciative of being changed. I wonder if they're nursing. You think Amal nurses? Oh, I don't think so. Built to emulate the family's main home. It's two floors, fully functioning kitchen. Okay. But there you go. So you and I have no problems, because George and Amal have to arrange for the construction of a playhouse that you and I would kill to live in. It's unbelievable. Happy Easter. Happy fourth day of Passover. This is one of those holidays where you and I come crashing into the traditions of the whoever we married. My family did it this way, and it was the right way. When we came down on Easter morning, we had as many toys as Christmas. Why not? It was the resurrection of Jesus. It isn't going to happen again. And then the Easter Bunny hid eggs all over our house. And our job was to go around the house and find all the eggs. That's what we did. We didn't search for the baskets. The baskets were centered in front of the fireplace. The baskets were there. Our vast array of toys was right there. And then we went and collected the eggs. That's how you're supposed to do it. My wife's family has this wacko thing where first the kids have to find the baskets. I mean, find the baskets. You know what a pain it is for the Easter Bunny to hide baskets? It's a big problem. First, they hid the baskets, and then they looked for the eggs. But they didn't believe in big gifts for Easter. That's because they were cheap. That's why. It wasn't some spiritual thing. They were just cheap. And this is one of those situations where, again, we come up against the tradition of two families destroyed by having to marry people, by the nonsense of having to marry people. I'm Walter Sterling. I'm live on a Sunday night. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Blink Home Security is an Amazon company. Therefore, you know this product is solid. It works. It's been tested. What is it? Blink Home Security is the most unique, elegant home security system ever. It's an app. It goes on your smartphone. That connects over the internet to cameras, as many as you want.
You put the cameras where you think a camera should be, the scary basement, the garage, or maybe at your store, because nobody's at your store right now. Go to blinkprotect.com and get all the information. This is amazing. Blinkprotect.com has all the information. Blinkprotect.com is the website. Blinkprotect.com is the website. Put in the promo code Walter and get a significant discount. I think the coolest feature of Blink Home Security, these cameras are motion activated. When something goes by the camera, it goes into action and sends the video to you. You can capture the video, send it to the police or your insurance company, but it also allows you, if you have the X-T2 model, to speak over the internet to the person walking in front of your camera. And you can speak to them. You can say things like, "Raccoon, get away from those garbage cans. Get away right now." It's amazing. And it keeps your home extra safe if you're at work, like me, on the late shift. Blink Home Security. Go to blinkprotect.com, promo code Walter. That's blinkprotect.com with the promo code Walter. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
Sterling on Sunday.
ForHims.com/Walter. ForHims.com/Walter. It's a website of products just for guys. Hair lotions, skin creams, tea for men, plus, oh my gosh, medicine that'll give you an erection on demand. ForHims will connect you with a real doctor who will see if this is appropriate for you, and if it is, they'll give you a real prescription, and you will get medicine sent to you wherever you want it, to that secret post office box from a real pharmacy. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Not so here. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter.
Find the latest information about COVID-19 on demand at kmbz.com/coronavirus.
Butler Community College has been teaching online for more than 20 years. Sure, the technology has changed, but our commitment never wavers. Enroll today for summer and fall classes at butlercc.edu. Butler Community College. New day, new way.
Finding yourself with some extra time at home these days? Looking for something new to watch? Curiosity Stream has thousands of documentaries and nonfiction TV shows covering history, nature, science, and more, all available on your TV, phone, tablet, and computer. Curiosity Stream lets you engage your brain at home and on the go with exclusive programs from the world's brightest minds like Stephen Hawking, Chris Hadfield, and David Attenborough. Now for a limited time, Curiosity Stream is just $1 a month with an annual subscription. Visit curiositystream.com to sign up today.
KMBZ, a radio.com station.
City, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Happy Easter, Dave. Hi.
Hi, Walter. Back at you. Happy Easter to you. I just happened chance came across your show, and I've really enjoyed it for the first time.
Thank you, Dave.
I got a hold of a Philadelphia station here in Kansas City, I guess.
Oh, I'll tell you how. You want to know how?
I do.
Okay. Because you can hear it on KMOX out of St. Louis. You can hear it out of KMBZ in Kansas City.
And that's why. Okay.
There you go. Or you can hear it out of WPHT in Philadelphia at 1210. Which frequency is showing on your radio?
It's awesome. Well, I'll be listening a lot to you. I liked your presentation, your format and everything. But anyway, I've been listening to this business about coronavirus since it all came out, and I just want to know what your feelings are about, you know, where it originated, what is our government going to do to prevent this in the future, what can they do in the future, and I don't need a frickin' wall. I need some people frontline from now on to be looking into this and stopping this in the bud, nipping it in the bud. So that's all I got to say, but I'll keep talking. Go ahead after you reply.
Well, what do you think, Dave?
Well, you know, I don't want to square off with them, but these dirty ass people have been.
Thank you for your call, Dave. Thank you for the call. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Howard in California, listening on KFBK. Hi.
Hey, good evening, Walter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Happy Passover.
Yes. You know, actually, I'm coming from kind of the opposite direction. I'm a senior, and I was born in 1950, and I feel like this is the first time that my government really is trying to take care of me. I mean, they're probably making some mistakes. You know, there's probably some things they wouldn't do. They'd do differently if we came in the situation again. But, you know, I think that it's a wake-up call for our culture. And really, what is more important than taking care of your family? And I think that that's everybody's main concern right now, even more than work or where they're going to work next or if they're going to be working at home, but just the health of their family. And I think that that will be one of the changes that stays with us when all this COVID is resolved, you know, and then there'll be another crisis that comes along. But I think it's a shift in our values on a nationwide level.
All right, Howard, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. At 888-688-WALT, what I find bizarre is the politicization of this process. There is nobody, Republican, Democrat, Independent, there is nobody who wants to see American citizens die on their watch. There is no acceptable number of deaths. The Democrats don't think so. The Republicans don't think so. Nobody. And as our friend there just mentioned, the fact is that nobody has managed pandemic on their resume. This hit us fast and hard, and no one knew what to do. There were medical doctors, people at the CDC, various government doctors, agencies, whatever, who had opinions. They had thoughts, they had ideas, but nobody knew exactly what to do. But I guarantee you this, everybody did their best. Nobody said, well, you know, we'll keep the doors open for another week and there's an acceptable number of people who can die, and it's all right if the stock market falls 500 points. No, nobody said that. Remember, no matter what you think of him, President Trump, and I wish people would stop calling him Donald, President Trump has children and he has grandchildren. No grandparent wants to see their children develop a horrendous illness. This is a horrible illness. And Nancy Pelosi has children, and she does not want her children to get sick and die. Nobody wants their kids to get sick and die. It's unacceptable for people to say, well, you know, these were bad decisions, and he made these decisions for political reasons, or she made these decisions for political reasons, or this one's grandstanding, or this. No, I'm sorry. When it comes to the health of fellow Americans, there is nobody in charge who wants anything bad to happen. That is what distinguishes us from all other nations. That's what distinguishes us from all other nations. That's why we are a great people, that we value human life, and we pay dearly for that, because the rest of the world, the evil part of the world, knows that they can always leverage against us because we will put the highest value on a human life, on an American life. That's what makes us great. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes us special. That's why we do great things. But I am disgusted and appalled when I hear the pundits sitting in front of chroma key screens saying, well, you know, she did this for political reasons. Nobody did anything for political reasons. Nobody died here because of political reasons. Everybody's doing their best. And remember what I said, nobody's CV says pandemic expert. They don't exist. We don't have any pandemic experts. This is something new and horrible that we better not have again. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. You know, I got these new earphones, and it's a constant struggle. I have this constant fight. I'm constantly fighting with these earphones. Shouldn't earphones be easy? Shouldn't earphones be simple? We had this horrible Easter dinner tonight. No, it was really terrible. We did it by Zoom. There were relatives in Westchester, New York, in Cleveland, Ohio, and in Manhattan. And we had this Thanksgiving, this Easter dinner by Zoom. And, you know, had all the Zoom problems. But I found it just really just exhausting. Eric in Pittsburgh listening on KDKA. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Walter. Happy Easter. How are you?
Happy Easter. Did you do eggs and everything?
No, we didn't this year. We were just me and my wife were home alone. We kind of sheltered in place and kind of took it serious. So it was just us two. We didn't have any family gatherings or anything like that.
Who cooked?
I do. I do all the cooking.
Me too. Now, do you cook in self-defense or because your wife's lazy?
Actually, my wife's disabled, but even before she became disabled, I did all the cooking in self-defense.
Now, my wife also has a few challenges in that regard, but they seem to come and go when cooking is required. And, you know, she seems to have a little more trouble with her back today and her hips today when the cooking is required. It just, I don't know. That seems to happen, Eric. It's strange. Where in Pittsburgh are you?
I definitely understand.
Where in Pittsburgh are you?
I'm actually north of Pittsburgh, about 30 miles north of Pittsburgh in a small town called Catani, Pennsylvania.
Let me just think a second. Oh, it's almost Amish
directly
country,
north
right?
Of-
It's almost Amish country.
Yeah, a little bit. It's definitely rural, yes.
How may I help you today, Eric?
Well, I just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, you had the Clooney spending $900,000 or some godforsaken number on this house where his children are 2 years old, and there's a lot of people out there hurting right now, and they just had a food drive in Pittsburgh on Saturday, and 1,000 people showed up for the drive, and it was motor cars only. And my thought was, with all these people hurting, myself included in that group, I was just wondering where all the liberals are at with all their money now that they have made over the years, making all these movies, and I just wondered what your thought was about that.
Well, it's
when
the same.
Going to start pitching in and starting helping out the country a little bit that way, you know?
Well, you know, I love it when I see the Warren Buffetts of the world and the Bill Gates of the world say this insane sentence, when they say, well, you know, they could raise the taxes on us. Why don't they raise the taxes on us? And I'm like, no, they don't need to raise the taxes on you, Mr. Buffett. All you have to do is get out your checkbook and write a check to the U.S. Treasury, and you can send them as much money as you want, any time you want. They will not send it back. It's the darndest thing about that. The U.S. Treasury will never send money back. Eric, thank you very much for your call, and thanks for listening on KDKA. But it's worse than that. I know for a fact, from personal experience, this is what happened to me. I hit a point in my life, because I'm in show business, when we were in desperate, terrible financial trouble, just horrendous financial trouble. And I'll tell you what happened. When I went to my friends who were, quote, liberal, some of them declared liberals, some of them politicized liberals who campaigned for liberal candidates, and asked them for money, for help, for a loan, none of them shared their wealth with us. And I was careful to only go to people who had the money. That didn't mean they were inclined to share it, but I knew they had the money. How did I know? Because they were living in five-story townhouses. And we didn't get any money from them. I'll tell you the rest of the story in just seconds. I'm Walter Sterling at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. It's just you and me. Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday weather, crazy weather weekend leads to a wet and stormy Monday in the east. Stay safe, keep the distance, and we'll all weather this together. Looking ahead, though, Tuesday's not too bad at all. More rain over Florida, upper-level system bringing a cold rain to Oklahoma. Wednesday, that upper-level system generates a surface low, and we get new southeast rains and some mountain snows up into the Virginias. Plus, there's a new snowmaker on the weather map on the northern storm track, riding over the divide from Montana. Thursday, that drops with a cold front into the central plains, and more stormy weather for Florida. By Friday, both areas expand. The Florida rain into a new Gulf system along I-10. The central plains storm generates rain and some snow through the Midwest. The bottom line is no big storms this week as we stay at home. And after this weekend, that's a big improvement. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Let's talk about two things that actually matter to me. Yes, we've had a great conversation about the coronavirus. What's going to happen when it's over? I say that a large percentage of people are going to say, I'm not going back to work. I'm not going in again. I don't need to do that. But let's talk about two things that matter to me where I could use your advice. I have three daughters under the age of 18. And I have two cats. Here's where I need the advice. My cat stared at me this morning. One of them stared at me this morning at the top of the stairs on wall-to-wall carpet and went to the bathroom, number one. He looked at me and peed. And I'm like, what are you doing? Now, we have the real Nature's Miracle. Nature's Miracle is this amazing product. You pour it on that, and it doesn't stink anymore. All right, I know how to solve that problem. It isn't called Nature's Miracle anymore. It's called, like, ECOS, E-C-O-S. But I don't know how to get him to stop doing it. Because there I am staring at him, and he's staring at me like a gangsta. Like a gangsta. And he's going to do what he wants. That's my big problem, number one. How do I get to stop this? Because now that you and I have been stuck in the house for maybe, you know, a week if you're in Missouri, or a month if you're in Ohio, if you and I have been stuck in the house for a month, you become hyper aware of all factors in the happiness of your environment. That's the number one misery in my environment, is when the cat goes to the bathroom where he, and I think it's just him, goes where he's not supposed to. We use this amazing cat litter that doesn't smell, so I don't have that problem. And I scoop all the time. It's not a dirty litter box problem. I'd like to know what the heck the problem is. Nature's Miracle gets rid of the smell, and then we use this cat litter. I'll think of the name in a second. Then, problem number two is I have a 14-year-old daughter, and I have a 17-year-old daughter. And they both have boyfriends, and we like the boyfriends. But they both take the boyfriends to their bedrooms and shut the door. And I'm hearkening back to when I was in high school, and I think, did my girlfriends take me back to their bedrooms? Did I get to go to their bedrooms? And then I was like, oh, I didn't have any girlfriends in high school. It wasn't a problem for me in high school. But I'm always like, I trust my daughter. I like these guys. But they're going to my daughter's bedrooms and shutting the door. And each of my kids has their own bedroom. It's not an Emile Clooney or George Clooney situation where they have their own playhouse. But it's pretty close. My 16-year-old has her own floor. That's right. She has her own floor. And I'm not sure what to do. Here is my number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. WALT. How do I get the cats to stop peeing where they're not supposed to? And should I allow the boys to go into my daughter's bedrooms alone and shut the door? Now, I said to my much younger, very beautiful, never suffering wife, I said, are you comfortable with the boys going into their bedrooms? Is this okay? Because there's another layer to this, which is that children under the age of 18, they have parents. And I don't know if they know. I don't know if they know that their sons are going into my kids' bedrooms alone. And then sometimes one of my daughters goes to her boyfriend's home when no one's home. And I know that. And the tricky thing is neither of them hide these behaviors from me. They don't hide this stuff from me. And I prefer to keep that line of communications open, but it really is a dilemma for me. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I'm sitting here with a can of the greatest beverage ever made. Diet Cherry 7-Up. Diet Cherry 7-Up is a remarkable drink because unlike other sodas, the taste changes every degree. Every degree warmer or colder, it's a completely different soda. Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, pretty much the same all the time, but this is like a fine red wine. It's like a fine red wine. Diet Cherry 7-Up. I wish you only the best. You have to get it. I've had a lot of trouble keeping track of it. Stores run out of it quickly. There seems to be a cause and effect to when I mention it, they run out of it. Bonnie in Indiana at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Bonnie. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Walt. And I don't want to be judgmental of your parenting, but... And it's true that, you know, if kids want to be alone together, they can find a way outside the home. But by your allowing it, you're basically saying it's okay. And you know, a 14-year-old is a child, not a grown adult, you know. So I really would like you to rethink that whole thing. And, you know, and it's wonderful that you trust your daughter, but there are these things called hormones, and they override all logic and reason. And, you know, I don't know what to say. I think that, you know, I'm going to tell you this. I was married, and then I was had not even been divorced yet, and I was living with my parents, with my kids. And my boyfriend wanted to go on a trip. And I said, you know, I can't leave my kids with my parents and go off with a boyfriend when I'm technically married, because my parents are, they have morals, they have values, they have ethics. And I was a grown woman. And this is a child, a 14-year-old child. You know, Walt, you got to be the one to say no.
Thank you for your advice, Bonnie. I appreciate the advice. I really do. And thank you for listening to Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. I love this product. You've heard about it. You've heard about CBD products. Maybe you've walked by a cart in the mall, seen some guy on the street selling incense and beads and strange hats and CBD products. Well, that's not what this is. CBD products are made from the hemp plant. It's a product extracted from the hemp plant. And then when I put it on my thumbs or my feet or wherever it hurts, the pain goes away. But you want to get your CBD products from the right place. I get mine from CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com is in the business of making CBD products. They extract it from the hemp plant, purify it, test it and have hundreds of thousands of happy customers. CBD products. CBD products are safe. They're legal. You don't need a prescription. You don't need a doctor. You just need to get rid of your pain. You need to get rid of your pain, and you can do it now. Stop what you're doing right now. Go to the website, cbdistillery.com, cbdistillery.com, and you will be amazed at all of the products. You will find sticks, salves, creams, lotions, oils, CBD products. CBD products remove pain. This is the pain remover. It has worked for me. It worked for me so well that I said to the sales department, go to cbdistillery.com and tell them they need to be on the prestigious Walter M. Sterling show. And they came back and they said, it's not prestigious. I said, all right, well, then just tell them to be on my show. And they did, and I'm delighted. Thank you, cbdistillery.com. Thank you, cbdistillery.com, for being on the show. Please put in Walter in the promo code, Walter in the promo code, for a significant discount. This is where you want to get your CBD products from. CBDistillery.com. Should I let guys go into my daughter's bedrooms? They're 17 and 14 years old. And how the heck do I get the cats to stop peeing? Jim in San Francisco, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Walt. Hey. I assume they cannot lock their doors. Is that correct?
They cannot lock their doors.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Really?
I would not worry about it. If they're not locking their doors or if they're not pushing furniture up against the door, don't even worry about it.
Well,
I'm serious.
I appreciate that. Would you like to guess the mystery voice for a prize announcement?
I'll listen to it.
Here we go.
You call that a jackknife? That was more like a belly flop. A deduct point for splash. That's Olympic rules.
All right, Jim in San Francisco, who do you think that is?
Nancy Pelosi?
No, but thanks for calling. Thank you very much for calling. 888-688-WALT. Here's the deal with the mystery voice. It will never be a political figure, and it will be somebody who's a star in this century. It'll never be somebody who's dead. Tommy in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yo, Sterling. Yo, thanks for taking my call, dude.
Yo.
About the daughters, my daughter Sophia, she's such a good girl, and I trust her so much. And I really like her boyfriend. He's like a really good guy. And he could even sleep overnight. Like, they go upstairs. I mean, I trust in their instincts. I trust in their morals. And I really think they're good.
You're not worried?
No, I'm not worried at all.
Yes?
I was at that age in my life. Your whole life, you're not going to stop human nature. I mean, if they're going to do something dirty, they could do it behind a bush in a car. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know about 14, but my daughter's 19 now. But, you know, like, and she's home from college because of this virus thing. But I really, you know, you got to have trust. You got to instill.
Well,
you really
see,
have to instill, like,
that's
good
the thing. I do trust them. I'm not in love with the situation. And I do trust them, but I do have a contraceptive, and the contraceptive is we have an 8-year-old. And at random times, thank you for the call, at random times I say to the 8-year-old, go into the 14-year-old's room, just go up and tell her this, or go into the 16-year-old's room. I just send the 8-year-old up into the room at random times. It's pretty effective. Mike in Washington, D.C., welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Mike.
Gold Bar, Washington.
Thank goodness. Welcome. It's a pleasure to talk to you. How's it going?
It's going great. I would say get one of those air horns that they take to baseball games for the cat. And just scare it out of him. And then I think that same air horn would work great. And just have a couple fire drills now and then. And that might, you know, let you know what's going on. Could I possibly touch on the worst family vacation ever, or maybe the best?
I would love that.
Well, we spent $7,000 on a cruise to go to Alaska, and unbeknownst to me, my wife purchased my daughter and son-in-law's wedding rings, Tanzanite, $3,500. And it turns out when they got them cleaned before her wedding, this is my ex-wife, they were fake.
I'm not surprised.
And I didn't even know and I did not know that we even bought them until after the fact. But that's okay, because I didn't have to solve the problem, because now it's my ex-wife. Anyway, you have a good night, Walter. We love
your show. Wait. Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
Sorry. Oops.
Would you like to
guess? I've been listening to it. I'll just say Madonna.
We call that a jackknife. That was more like a belly flop. A deduct point for Splash. That's Olympic rules.
Madonna. No, it's not Madonna.
Madonna.
You want to take a second guess?
All right.
Guess?
Have a good night, sir.
Okay, good night. He seems in a very big hurry to leave. George in Albany, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, George.
Hi. Yeah, I'm kind of writing things down as I go.
Really?
I was in a group. I had a dad that was real hard to manage. So I decided I would join a group. Somebody suggested to me.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. Jim in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
You there?
Hey, how are you? Hey, good.
I'm calling about the cat. What I think you should do is ask the boyfriends to help you catch the cat and then smack the cat around in front of the boyfriends and then solve both your problems.
Where do you get pizza in Philadelphia, Jim?
Quigs.
Yes, that's correct. Spell it for everybody.
Quigs, Quigs Pizza.
You want to guess the mystery voice?
Is it the my cousin Vinny?
That, that was more like a belly flop. A deduct point for Splash. That's Olympic rules.
Who do you think that is?
The girl from My Cousin Vinny. The movie.
No, I know the movie. It's not her. No. I know why you said that. They have that same sort of harsh accent just now, but it's not her. But I appreciate the call. Thanks so much for listening on 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia. This is so exciting. Walter Sterling needs advice. I need your advice. I have a 14-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old daughter, and the boyfriends spend time with them alone in their bedrooms. And when I say that, it makes me go, what am I doing? What am I doing? Is that okay? Because when I say alone in their bedrooms, I'm like, whoa. But I know my daughters, and I trust them. And I like these guys, and I trust them. And I trust my wife, who says, it's all right, Walter, don't worry about it. But still, when I say, you know, the 14-year-old's alone in her bedroom with a guy, makes me nervous. And then I have a cat that pees wherever it wants. These are the two things I need to solve. 888-688-WALT. Norman in Pittsburgh, listening on KDKA. Hi, Norman.
Hello, Walter. I was calling about your cat issue.
Yes, the cat issue.
I have five cats, and I had issues with that. First, I would suggest you take it to the vet and see if it has a urinary tract infection. And secondly, another thing that you can get, it's called Catatract. You can get it at Chewy or from your vets. It's a powder. It's almost like catnip. And you sprinkle it and spread it around in the litter box. And I'll tell you, I stopped having problems with that.
Really?
And I had one other cat that just had a lot of anxiety and started doing stuff. So he has been on Prozac for over 3 years now. And he stopped spraying and peeing.
I'm so tempted to go on Prozac myself, but I never get any doctor to agree. I also pray for a doctor to give me Percocet or Valium, and they never will. Xanax. Yeah, they never. I cannot get any support for my hobbies from any doctor. Thank you so much for calling. 888-688-WALT. Is this what a radio show is supposed to be? I think it is. You want to hear that mystery voice again? Here you go. Alexandra Daddario. It's Alexandra Daddario. A brilliant actress. You don't know Alexandra Daddario? This is the time to look her up, because you have nothing to do now. You're not going to have anything to do all week except to look up Alexandra Daddario. Isn't that what you want to do? I have a podcast, and you must download it, because I'm going to make a new one every single day for the duration. for the duration, I'm going to make a new podcast, and you could get it at Apple iTunes. It's called Midnight Misfits. And because we're misfits, the midnight is misspelled. M-I-D-N-I-T-E, Midnight Misfits. And you can get it at radio.com. But you must download it. It's the only way I get credit for these things. Midnight Misfits. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The show is Sterling on Sunday. Have a great week.